So each time with when I was going to my pediatrician with you know, a little black book, reading about the next 3 months instead of the current month, because wo to maine pehle hi padh liya tha, and he suggested, Mansi, you asked me so many questions, why don't you start like a little black book and document it so I don't need to keep repeating it. But that was 14 years ago, because my daughter is now 40. I want to quickly ask you, in 25 years, how have the questions changed and what is the Nayi Parampara?
So basically, myself first I'll introduce. I am Dr. Kamlesh Hariya. I'm a pediatrician at SRCC Hospital, Ajayali. So basically, when I started practice 25 years back, it was the prescription was more of the mothers used to ask more of supplements, like, you know, be it multivitamin drops or, you know, calcium syrup and iron syrup. And baby products were never discussed, and it was just taken for granted, like you would be using some baby products. So doctors also would not be very comfortable in writing on the prescription. So it never used to be there on the doctor's priority list. So what we are seeing in last 5 to 7 years, things have really changed. And thanks to the Google and thanks to the media and all that, there's a lot of awareness on skin products and they would want the best products. So now the mothers, especially the mothers, they never leave the consultation room, I mean the consulting room, without taking a prescription for the baby products. They would want to know which hair oil, which body massage, I mean which emollients, which moisturizers, which nappy cream, which sunscreen. So that knowledge is tremendous now, and it is really changing. And it's actually very good when we have such a knowledgeable crowd when we are interacting on the clinic.
Parents also associate, you know, when kids cry, parents feel the most helpless. And you know, it's usually associated with, okay, they're not feeding well, or they're not sleeping well, or they're hungry, or whatever. But skincare never seems to get associated with that.
So skin, basically, so whenever baby's crying, it's always like feeding. Like the culprit is always the feeding. Either it is underfeeding, overfeeding. And many times also the mother's diet is taken into account. Probably the mother-in-laws, I'm very sorry, but they would find fault in the diet of a mother. So things are not so bad. It's many times also the things which you probably would not be diagnosing. So it could be a simple thing like a nappy rash because the nappies have not been changed, or also because of the products what you're using. So if it's a product, if you're using the old conventional ones, probably they are very harsh on the skin. So whenever using a product, it is very important the skin pH has to be maintained. We know the skin pH is around 5.5. So your products have to be more on the acidic side or the neutral side. So if you are using the conventional soaps and your so it will be more on alkali side and it is more harmful. So what happens is the epithelial barrier, there's a disruption of the barrier. Also the pH is altered. So there are studies which shows that whenever there is a alterations of this barrier, there is a rise in the flora, which the harmful flora is going to rise. So many times we don't realize the products what you are using. So it could be contributing to the discomfort of the baby. Also, many times there is something like an eczema, there is a family history of eczema. So it would make sense for the parents, you know, to have the good emollients and moisturizers very early in the life.
All right then, I need to make a really cool announcement. The Nita Mukesh Ambani Cultural Center brings to India for the very first time the international Broadway musical, The Sound of Music, opening on the 3rd of May 2023. I'm so excited to watch this with my daughters. To give you a heads up, this Broadway production has won the Tony Award several times and a Grammy Award for the Best Show Album for its original run. Who doesn't remember My Favorite Things, 16 Going on 17, and of course, Do Re Mi? These songs have been every child's favorite, and now the Broadway is here in Mumbai. The Sound of Music is set in the scenic neighborhood of Nürnberg Abbey, Austria, in the year 1938. This was known as the spirited and romantic period drama of Maria. Von Trapp family made a dazzling debut on Broadway in 1959. So don't miss this opportunity. Gear up for your very first tryst with a bucket list experience, or you can lip sync to its iconic soundtrack, watching The Sound of Music at the Nita Mukesh Ambani Cultural Center. This will ensure that the evergreen story of love, laughter and music rolls back the glory years. To book your tickets, check www.nmacc.com. I'll repeat that for you. To book your tickets, check www.nmacc.com.
Right. Anupama, welcome to Bombay. This is your first time.
No, I've been like a couple of years back to do my courses.
So for everyone who doesn't know her, she's from Thrissur. She's a parent childbirth educator. Anupama, the question for you is, there's so much noise around what you see on the internet, what we experience, the decisions that we make, and of course, age-old wisdom. And I know you live with your family as well. And there's constant influx of information coming in from what the internet is trying to tell you, what the doctors are trying to tell you, and also what your family is trying to tell you. Tell me, as an educator, how do you manage all those different noises, and what do you tell your patients?
No, I think it is very important to be empowered with information regarding parenting. I think we are in an era where our BE degrees and our BSc degrees are just not enough for parenting. We need information on parenting, be it pregnancy, labor, postpartum, parenting. We need the right information to make informed decisions, because unfortunately, okay, however well educated we are, when we go into a house, all the elders rule us. They tell you, you don't know anything. We know what to do. Okay, so as a young mother, you feel very overpowered by family. We feel we are not good enough, and people around us make us feel that. So I think young mothers, okay, should march up. They should start getting empowered. They should start empowering themselves with the right information so that they can put down their foot and make informed decisions to create a better India.
I completely agree. That's what we believe in as well, empowering parents to make informed choices. Tell me also, at Vriksham, you meet, of course, a whole lot of new mothers. What are the top concerns that they have, especially with regards to skincare?
Everyone wants a safe product, a chemical-free product with a lot of rumors about pesticides getting into breast milk. Mothers are very worried, okay, with the kind of ingredients that are going into the products. So I think that is the biggest concern, is the safety of the product. I think that's what a lot of mothers, okay, they keep searching about, and they want the right information because they want to do the best for their baby, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Harpreet, all the way from Delhi, thank you for coming in. We usually put moms in a little bit of a box in terms of how they should look, behave, talk. How do you silence that noise in your head to find your own?
Who are these people, Mansi? You know, I hear this all the time from a lot of people. They talk that, you know, she was saying that or he was saying that. Ye kaun hai yaar? Ye mere samne aake, humare samne aake kyun nahi bolte? One. However, it's very easy to... you know, say this here, that why should I be silencing, why should I be listening to all of them. Aapko pata hai, main, as a mother, I don't care what anyone says outside. I listen to what I want to do, what my children want me to do. Every day, I don't know how many of you do this, I say sorry to my kids at least 4 times in a week. Because I learn so much from them, and I tell them now that, bachche, main first time mother hoon. Mujhe pata hi nahi hai. The way you are the first time child, I'm the first time mother. Maybe we learn this together. Let's do this together.
What's the kind of unsolicited advice when it comes to parenting and any myths that you want to debunk? Are we taking it too seriously? Matlab bahut serious hai hum log. We want like all alpha kids, like they should all be like coming first, and we want the perfect skin.
So when it comes to baby care, everybody has an advice for the baby. So even your neighbor who has probably never talked to you will give some advice on baby care. It's actually so easy, I mean. So, probably some advice would not be justified, scientific, for the present era. So, probably used to have a lot of massage. So, massage, as you know, that the popular has been olive oil and the mustard oil in some places. But that is all given up. So, according to the new studies, what is recommended is just your coconut oil, that is time tested. You can also go for extra virgin coconut oil and sunflower, safflower. So all these are safe products. Mustard oil and olive oil is not recommended, more so for our the climate what we are right now in Mumbai. So that is a big no. Also no basin application, no powder. So one of the big brands, they are going to give up on powders. It's going to be more of starch based now. So the talc product is also not going to be there in the market because it was associated with a lot of health issues. So that those things are going to be there. And also when you're using a product, it has to be skin friendly for the babies. always see that the pH is well maintained. It has to be that 5.5 pH. It should not be very harsh. So if you're using the products, very important is the content. So nowadays, if you see, it's all Sindet based. So Sindet is a synthetic detergent. So unlike your previous soaps, which are more on alkaline base, so these are Sindet. So we have more of shea butter, and so shea is an extract from a tree which is in Africa. So that shea butter is a very good ingredient in most of the good products. You'll see shea butter in a big way. So see your products, it has to be good. It has to be, going to the trends, what the doctors are recommending.
You know, what I take out of this session is that I think we place so much importance in terms of what goes into our food, forgetting that skin is one of the largest organs and it absorbs, and we pay very little time or feed to read back of pack there. And I think that sums up this panel for me. So thank you, ladies, and Dr. Kamlesh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mansi.